And we are back with Freed on Business.
Hey, and we are back with Freed on Business, and we're back with one of my favorite guys in the commercial real estate industry, Ed Redlich. And I got Ed, how are you doing today?
Doing awesome. Thanks, Jim.
I want to thank Ed for coming in and visiting with me, because Ed is one of the folks that really encouraged me to get into radio, because right when I was originally considering doing it, I went to an event that Ed was sponsoring with Neil Asbury, and I sat and talked to Neil Asbury. He told me how much fun and how great this was for him, and that's why one of the real main motivating things that got me in. So Ed, I want to thank you, or perhaps we should have the community curse you for getting me involved with radio. But Ed, tell me a little bit about first of all, if anybody wants to talk to Ed, they can call in on our call-in line at 305-541-2350. Again, our call-in line is 305-541-2350. They always beat me up for not giving the number out enough, so keep your wet noodles to yourself, station manager. Ed, thanks again for joining us today. Ed Redlich is a CCIM, and you've got a whole bunch of other initials after your name there. But before we get to you, why don't we talk about the Comreal companies and what they do and what you do at Comreal?
Thank you so much, Jim. And first, I want to take the opportunity to thank you on behalf of the community. You're a great American, and it's great that you're showcasing all of us entrepreneurs and giving us a platform. So we appreciate it.
I wish that we had the TV part of our show hooked up, which we'll be doing starting hopefully in January, because I am now officially red as an apple.
Well, Jim, thank you again.
Thank you, Ed. You're a beautiful guy.
You're more than welcome. Great. Thanks for asking about the Comreal Companies. It's our 30-year anniversary. We've been here 30 years. We plan to be here in another 30 years. It was founded in 1979 by Stephen H. Smith. Today, we are partners in the equity investment part. We look to buy properties. We also have a great team of professionals that specialize in office space, warehouse space. And a couple of years ago, we started a new division which focuses on business opportunities, mergers, acquisitions, exit strategies. And that's headed up by a couple of our professionals, Michael Weil and Tony Garcia.
That sounds like a great addition, especially given that you're located out in the Airport West Market, which is a beehive of single tenant and owner occupant activity, mostly international investment.
Yeah, absolutely. We're finding our customers are really responding to that. They often have a property, and inside they have a business, and sometimes they need a little help on what to do with it, or they're really looking for other ways to add on to their existing business, too.
You did forget to mention your secret weapon, Phyllis McHenry.
Ah, that is a secret. Can we edit that out of the radio? Phyllis McHenry is our secret weapon. She speaks Argus. She's great with the financial analysis information. And, you know, going back to your comments earlier in the show, it is so important, I think, to assemble that team of professionals who really know what they're doing. Now more than ever, you really need to have everybody lined up, your attorney, your lenders, and your partners, before you start going to shop for real estate.
Well, if any of your people need a loan, give me a call. Any of your partners need a loan, give me a call. But I can say one thing for sure is that I know the folks involved with your group are fabulous partners, because they've been a partner of mine on a couple of deals, and they're just top of the line. Now, Ed, tell me a little bit about how you got into the business and what your specialty is.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Again, it is our goal in 2010 to do some business with you again, Jim. And basically, I started 15 years ago. My father got me into the business, and he's since retired. But ever since then, I've been working in the warehouse industrial market, and that's what my team specializes in. And basically, we work with manufacturers, import exporters, logistics companies, and we're just having a great time on it. It is our passion, and we love participating in this industry.
And now, I know that you sent me a very long URL with a link to a very fancy report that I must admit that I only read for 5 minutes. So maybe you can give me a little bit of an overview on the third quarter industrial market report that you guys have prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. The industrial market report that the Comreal Companies put this together, and basically in Miami, there's about 245 million square feet of warehouse space. And we've noticed the past 3 or 4 quarters, the vacancy rate obviously has gone up to about 10%, which is equal to the national average, by the way. And when you compare that to the office market in Dade County, office market is probably over 20% vacant. So our warehouse market is not doing that bad when you consider it's only 10% vacant. Here we are in a recession. Obviously, the lease rates have also decreased pretty significantly. In fact, we've seen lease rates come down 20, 30, even 40%. Landlords are giving 2, 3, even 6 months of free rent.
Yeah, but I know that for a long time, people were moving north out of Dade County and paying the gas premium to bring it back. So now with gas prices being higher and Dade County being more affordable, you're seeing more and more deals coming back.
Absolutely. There's one thing about Miami that you can't take away from us, and we're still one of the gateways to Latin America. In fact, we work with some Canadians now. We've seen a lot of Canadians coming down and putting their business in Miami so they can do business with South America and Central America.
Wow, that's great. I love the Beacon Council map that shows Miami is the center of the world.
Yeah, it's so true.
Now, tell me a little bit about some of the listings that you've been working on.
Well, one of our showcase projects that we're working on right now is a Class A business park. It's located in Doral. It was developed in the 1990s by Armando Codina. And we have spaces available there. We have anywhere from 25,000 square feet up to over 100,000 square feet. The special features of this property are that we do have a lot of extra parking. We also have a fully air-conditioned building of 100,000 square feet. There's a lot of folks in different industries that might appreciate the air-conditioned space. And one of our best features is it's a fully secured park. We have a guard there 24/7. And in this time, in this environment, it's so important to have a good protection on your warehouse.
Well, one of the things that I know has really changed out in the Airport West market is it used to just strictly be a place where you had a business, and if you wanted to go to lunch, you had to go 20 miles away. If you wanted to go live in a decent place, you had to drive quite a substantial distance. That's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Good point. Since the city is incorporated a few years ago into the city of Doral, our office is located on 87th Avenue. We joke around. It's called Restaurant Row. You start at the Doral Country Club, work your way south. There's plenty of places to eat now.
And how about education, schools, daycare? So, I mean, quite frankly, Airport West is the largest employment center in Dade County, not downtown, right?
Yes, and, you know, going back to the education, we have seen some charter schools come in, which personally I've seen some of my industrial warehouses turned into charter schools.
Okay.
So unfortunately, that kind of breaks my heart sometimes. And absolutely, it's really become a live, work, and play type of community.
That's terrific. Well, I think that the inclusion of all of those support features makes it a much better place for the employee to work. And given the difficulty in getting to the different region-to-region transportation places, the fact that you can get a nice lunch, take your kids to school, and live out in Doral is something that I really think is a benefit to our whole community. I know you're involved with a number of commercial real estate organizations. Actually, do you have any more listings that you wanted to talk about? Because I know we only talked about a couple of them.
Well, there is one more I'll mention. Thank you for asking. In Homestead, Florida, we have a 15 acres project. Stephen Smith, Phyllis McHenry, and myself are partners on that project. It's a 15 acre site. We do have development plans for 200,000 square feet of warehouse space. It is adjacent to the racetrack down there, the Homestead Speedway. And we're looking for prospective tenants, prospective joint venture partners, and we're really excited about that property down there. And by the way, it is in a foreign trade zone, and there are a couple companies down there taking advantage of that too.
Well, what is the advantage of being in a foreign trade zone?
Well, I'll give you one of the examples. One of the operators there, they actually manufacture auto parts in China. They ship it to the port of Miami. It gets trucked down to Homestead. They reassemble it, package it, truck it back to the port of Miami and send it to South America and never pay USA tariffs.
Now, I did want to get to, because I know you're very involved in the community as a leader in many organizations. Can you give me just a couple of events that are coming up that you'd like to tell me about that people should attend and then email me the events so that I can attend?
Yeah, sure will. There's two events that we're really excited about. We do them every January. The first one is if you really are focused in on the industrial market, want to know what's coming out, attend our event on January 15th. This is put together by the Commercial and Industrial Association of South Florida. This is an industrial report that us brokers helped put together, and it's used by many appraisers in Dade County for what's going on with the trends and deals. The second one is there's a local group we have down here called Miami CCIM, which is a global organization of about 18,000 real estate professionals worldwide, and we put together the Outlook Conference, and that's on January 20th. And you can expect about 250 commercial real estate professionals to be there. We have 9 speakers, including Dr. Henry Fishkind. He's an economist. And if you visit my website at comrealwarehouses.com, that's C-O-M-R-E-A-L warehouses.com, we're going to be posting some information on there, how you can get more information on attending these great events.
Now, if I wanted to get you on the phone, what's the phone number? Because I know you got a really neat thing about the phone number.
Well, we have a you can reach me directly anytime. I work 24/7. You can reach me directly at 786-433-2379.
You really do work 24/7 because you got one of them watches that has every minute of the day highlighted.
Yep, in German too.
Yeah, I know. Well, OJ's going to love seeing that when you go down and visit him later on at Crown. So again, please give me the call-in number. Please give me the website again.
Our number here, 786-433-2379. And our website for our warehouse division is comrealwarehouses.com.
Well, Ed, thank you so much for coming. I look forward to your next time on our show. Hopefully you'll bring Steve and the secret weapon with you. I really had a great time, and I hope that you'll stick around in case you think you can add anything to our discussions later on in the show.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much
again. Thank you, Jim.